Flying toward the future, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The fact that they can do certain jobs extremely well at a very low cost, and they can do that job on demand when it's needed to be done. And that's the great fit with agriculture.
Dallas Brooks is Vice President of Government and Customer Relations with the ISR Group in Savannah, Tennessee. And they've been working and researching with unmanned aircraft vehicles, or UAVs, for a number of years now. And besides contracting with the Department of Defense and other industries, they also have been researching the unlimited capabilities that UAVs can provide for the agricultural industry.
Unmanned assets can fly over America's farms and over our ranches and get real-time photographs, infrared imagery that determines the health of crops, what applications are needed in terms of moisture or pesticides or other chemicals. It can determine where your lost cattle have gone. It can help determine your drainage and your runoff in compliance with EPA regulations. It can do so many things on a very inexpensive application of technology that's really come to the forefront.
Dallas Brooks says they've been working with Middle Tennessee State University and their aerospace department for several years now, helping to develop one of the best unmanned aerial systems majors in the country. And last year, they started a partnership with UT Martin's College of Agriculture.
That partnership was mutually beneficial in a lot of ways, culminating in us planting 17 acres of corn here on our facility so we could fly over it and test some of the fantastic capabilities that unmanned systems can provide in terms of crop scouting, health monitoring, the ability to affect precision application of chemicals, fertilizers, seed, and even predictive monitoring of drainage, runoff, and irrigation.
Lots of beneficial capabilities with unmanned aircraft vehicles for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.